Hey everyone, welcome back to Be Honest. This is our actual first episode of the podcast. Let that sink in. You're joining your podcast host, Sandra, right now to have a cool conversation, an in-depth conversation right now for the very first time. The last episode was just about like an intro, just to cover a few things. But this time we're really going to get into a really interesting topic, which is toxic relationships. So if toxic relationships is the first episode, then you know that you can only get more in depth and more serious and more topics that are really going to dive in and dig deep into your soul, into your mental, into your physical, whatever the case may be. So this is just the foundation of how it's going to look like, the foundation of how it may feel like. So just to give anybody a little warning who has been through toxic relationships, who may not want to talk about it or hear about it right now. Maybe you'll hear about it later. Or you'll go home and you'll get a bag of chips, sit down, you know, recollect yourself from the day and actually focus on what's about to be said right now and just take it in. So I definitely want all my listeners to be interactive. If you want to pause it and be like, girl, I feel that, then you go right ahead. I love for my listeners to be interactive and for them to just have, you know, a nice conversation. So we're going to go right into this topic. We're not going to waste any time. So I just want to kind of start off by starting off this topic about talking about movies and media and family and history and all that has to do with making a foundation for a toxic relationship, because all of those things are really important that go into making a lot of these toxic relationships. So I'm going to talk about family first, which is, you know, you learn your habits and a lot of your traits and what you like to do and your personal values and morals from the people around you. So that could be family, that could be friends, that could be teachers, that could be whatever program that you're in, you can learn from them. So we need to first discuss what those relationships look like and how those relationships form the relationships that you will have in the future. And when I say toxic relationships today, we're not just going to talk about like boyfriend and girlfriend or wife and husband. We're going to talk about friendships too, because friendships can also be toxic. And I think a lot of people don't think about that in that way. They only think about relationships as in boyfriend and girlfriend or girlfriend and girlfriend or boyfriend and boyfriend. And I think that we need to cover most relationships, because whatever connection you have with people can be toxic. So we're going to set that up right now. Whatever relationship or connection you have with someone else can be toxic. So when I say that family and friends and people that you see as young can affect you and what your future relationships look like, is let's say that maybe you had parents that did not set the greatest example for relationships. Like maybe they were arguing all the time, or maybe they were fighting, or one was leaving and coming back and the other one was leaving or coming back, and that's all you saw. Or maybe you saw your friends when you got older and a whole lot of like arguments and toxic relationships, and just you never got to learn what the real foundation was like, what a healthy relationship should look like, is what I should say. Because the people around you, especially when you're young, are the models of what a lot of your relationships will look like in the future. And that's really important to know and to think about, because I think that people just think toxic relations come out of nowhere. Like it just comes out of anything, and it doesn't. it starts with the history, starts with the past, it starts with a starting point. Because if you see healthy relationships when you're younger, then you are more likely to be in a healthy relationship when you're older, whether that be friendships or girlfriend and boyfriend or whatever the case may be. So another thing that I think is really important to add into this conversation is movies and media. Movies and media are things that we are exposed to, especially when we're younger and through our teenage years and all these things when we're still trying to process what relationships and connections really are. And movies and media play such a huge role because I feel like those are the things, especially now and for younger generations, is what's going to teach a lot of them what healthy relationships are. And even if you're not like actively looking for connections or relationships in movies, like, oh my gosh, like, let me see how this relationship pans out, you are going to soak in all that information subconsciously. So that also leads back to family, where you may not actively be thinking like, oh, that's a bad relationship or that's a bad connection, but subconsciously you are intaking all this information and then later exhibiting it in your behavior. So for movies and media, there's so many romance movies, there's so many movies that portray this bad boy, kind of bad boy culture, which I think is so ridiculous. Because it's basically teaching kids, it's basically teaching teens and even adults that toxic relationships are okay, that they are like fairy tale. Like, toxic relationships, I feel like in movies are fairy tales for older people, which is a very weird concept. So when I say that, I mean, when you see a lot of these movies and media and pictures, you see a lot of females fixing these guys. Like, these guys coming along who have a lot of baggage, a lot of history, and these females trying to fix them or fixing them. And then they live kind of happily ever after. Or maybe you may get another thing where this guy tries to save this female. Like, there's always seems to be this hero kind of complex. And that is not always how it actually is in real life. But people try to recreate some of these stories in real life. These are movies. These are actors. They get paid to be in these fake toxic relationships. You are not getting paid to be in these toxic relationships. And if you are, or you feel like you are being paid to stay in this toxic relationship, then there's also something wrong morally, because you should not be okay with being paid to be in something that is not mentally healthy or physically healthy for you. So we're just gonna make that a note. So I also kind of want to touch on these movies and media not being good for us, because I think romance movies are good. Romance movies are good, but just if you already know what a healthy relationship looks like, and a lot of people do not know what a relationship looks like, so they go based on these Instagram pictures or goals, or they go based on or they go based on these movies and Hulu and Netflix to try to base off what it should look like. So when I say this bad boy concept, it means that there always has to be a fixer and a hero, and that is not the case. That's how toxic relationships are. And if you feel like you are constantly trying to fix someone in real life, not in these movies, if you're constantly trying to fix someone, that is not your job. I'm going to say that now. I'm going to say it forever, and I'm going to keep saying it throughout this podcast, throughout this episode, that it is not your job to fix anyone else but yourself. And I think in relationships, it's really good to note that people will always have something about them. People will always have a flaw, because no one is perfect. But if you're trying to change and to fix and to grow, and then you grow together, I think that is the healthiest thing that you can do. And acknowledging your wrongs and acknowledging that you are not perfect and this person is not perfect is really good. But if you know that these things, these flaws are too much for you to handle, that these things are stressing you out, they are making you feel mentally, emotionally, or physically vulnerable, that these things are not morally acceptable to you, then you should definitely not be in this relationship, because there are flaws and then there's like moral dilemmas. Like, these people are doing things to intentionally hurt you and your character, and or intentionally hurt themselves and their character and the people around them and around you. So we have to definitely take note of that, that there's a difference between people trying to fix themselves and grow and then people affecting you and your mindset and your emotional. Because if there's too much to fix, like too much baggage that it feels kind of crushing, then you need to break it off so that you too can fix yourselves and then come back and be like, okay, we're a better version of ourselves. We're a better version of what our relationship used to be. Now maybe we can do this. But if the toxic relationship is different from that, like you feel like you are a person who's trying to grow and fix themselves and keep going, and this person is just constantly knocking you down, constantly making you feel less than what you are, then you should definitely get out of this relationship. There is no reason that you should still be in this relationship with a person who is trying to demean your growth or trying to make you feel like you are not worthy of yourself. That is a no-no. That is not what you want to be around. That is not the person you should be around. So I think that it's really interesting and it's really important to remind yourself that it's okay to help someone fix themselves, but it's not okay to forget yourself in order to fix someone else. We're going to pause and we're going to let you take that in, sink that in, understand that it is okay to help someone fix themselves, but it's not okay to forget yourself in order to fix them, because people will be selfish and be like, well, I need your support. I need you to do this for me so I can help myself. I need you to do this. I need you to go do this and this and this. And they just have a list of things that you need to do to fix them while they're just sitting on the couch watching TV. No, you are not their mother. You are not their sister. You are not them. You cannot fix them because you are not them. So I think it's really important to take that in, really important to understand that you cannot fix someone who does not want to be fixed. Someone who is intentionally used or has the, or maybe they have the tools to fix themselves, but they will not use them because they know you're going to do it for them. And you are not their maid. You are not a person to do that, because you need to handle yourself. You need to make sure that you are good. You need to make sure that you can rely on you, because they're surely not going to be a person to rely on. You need to make sure that you can make it to the next day, that your mental capacity is okay. You have to make sure that you're physically okay. You have to make sure that you're emotionally okay. And people who are toxic do not care if you are any of those things. Okay, so let's make sure we both understand that. That also toxic relationships can create stress. And this is not just, when I say toxic relationships, even in friendships, this does not always have to be physical. Like, I think people get to the point where they think that toxic relationships are just physical. Like, if someone hits you, then that's toxic. But everything else is not toxic. There's a lot of emotional toxic relationships. A person does not have to hit you for you to already have left. That is not the only thing that you should run from. Of course, if someone puts their hands on you, yes, please leave. You should leave. No one should have the right or should put their hands on you. you definitely should leave. But it, even before that point, there are other things, other signs that should make you leave. That should make you be like, no, that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable for emotional and mental health. That's unacceptable morally. That is not what I want to be into. That does not make me feel comfortable. That does not make me feel safe. So, and if you feel yourself constantly stressed out because of this other person, you should go. You should find someone else. And sometimes that's easier said than done. A lot of times it's easier said than done because it's sometimes so hard to leave. Because in your head, in your body, you may feel like, okay, I love this person, so I don't want to leave them. When this may just be a phase, or this may be something that they're growing through, whatever the case may be. No, it's not a phase. It's not something they're going through. People go through stuff all the time. And sometimes they may, you know, you may get in an argument because they take some of it out or it leaks over. But if it's constantly happening, if it's something that's reoccurring, something that's, that you understand that it's not a you, it's a them. Because I feel like most of us already know. You already know that this is a toxic relationship. You already know that this person is not a good person. You already know that this is not good for your emotional, your mental, your physical. This, you already know that this person is not good for you. But it's that communication of saying what your mind knows to your actual self. Your subconscious already knows all this information. But if you can get it to your conscious to be like, let me actually listen and walk away from this situation, then you'll be better. You'll be a better person. You'll feel better. Because even though for those couple of days, or maybe for those couple of months, you'll feel really bad, or you might feel sad or angry because you had to let this person go, for the long run, it will be so much healthy for you. So toxic can just come in so many forms. It can even come in like little dosages, and that's not something you want to be around for. So, you know, we can do like a little story time while we're at it. I know that this podcast is kind of long. It's like 17 minutes now, but we're going to keep going. We're going to keep listening. We're going to keep being interactive and, you know, having this conversation, because I think it's really important too. So, like a little short, because I can kind of like talk from experience, not saying that I was like fully immersed of like someone's being physical. No, that never happened. Like, I would never let it get that far. But to a person who was like stressed out all the time, who felt like this person wasn't, like, I knew this person wasn't good for me, but I think it was the, oh, this is so cute, like, I'm in a relationship, like, we're going out, we're going on dates, we're doing all these little cutesy things. It's what probably made me ignore, or like, it didn't happen all the time where this person was a complete jerk. So I'm like, oh, maybe they had a bad day, or maybe you start making excuses on for why this person is a bad person. And you can't make excuses for someone else's character flaw. And that's something you have to learn, something you really have to digest. Because the first time someone shows their self, they show their true colors. And I always say, people show you who they are the most when they're angry. Because they will say stuff to hurt you. They will do stuff to hurt you. They will try to get revenge. They will do anything to kind of knock you down a little bit because they're angry. So because someone is acting nice, or they're all happy, or whatever the case may be, sometimes you just have to wait a little bit until you, maybe you get in an argument or something like that, to see who this person really is, to see how they really interact, to see how they react to you, and to see if maybe what you told them will come back to you, or they try to use it against you. Or these are just some signs of some toxic things people can do when they're upset. So I think it's really important to understand and really feel that people can really show out when they're angry, instead of just when they're nice and, you know, cool and collected. That's not when you're really going to see those traits. That's not when you're really going to see the bad side of them. Because, of course, people are going to get arguments. Of course, people are going to be sometimes upset or say things, but there's a difference between it just being way too much to the stress. Like, if you feel like you're arguing all the time, like you're really stressed from this relationship, why do you stay in it? Why are you entertaining this person who does not care? Because you know when someone doesn't care. Because we're social people, so we take these context clues, so we kind of already know. And you stay anyways because you think maybe this person is going to change. Let me tell you now, they are not going to change. And I know that's like, well, people change. Yes, people change. People really do. But you don't have to stick around always to see that change. You can focus on someone else who is going to uplift you and help you grow and help you feel safe in yourself and feel safe with them. You do not have to stay with someone who is just, while they're trying to change or while they're trying to grow, or maybe they're like kind of going backwards and they're taking you down with them, because you can feel yourself backslide with them. It's kind of like when someone's grabbing onto your belt when they're trying to pull themselves up, but they're pulling you down. That's what toxic relationships are. That's what toxic people do. They do not care what they have to do to get ahead. Even if that means they have to trample you, they will do it, because those are the characters and the people that they are. And if you feel like if you're backsliding or your mental health is backsliding, then you are with a person who is toxic. You are with a person who does not care about your being. And your being to you should be the most important thing. Out of everyone else, you should be the most important in the relationship to yourself, because otherwise you're not going to walk away. And of course you want to be there for people, but if you feel like it is too much, you need to let go. Or if you feel like, for me personally, when I was like in kind of like this not good, but it wasn't a good relationship at all. If you feel like you're always there for them and they're never there for you, this person also does not care about your well-being, because there should never be a time where you're there 100% for someone. You should never give 100% when someone else is only giving 10, because that is ridiculous. That is stressful. That is a weight on you. You are the relationship, basically. You are alone in the relationship, and this person is kind of just like a third factor, a third wheel, a person who's just kind of has one foot in and one foot out. If a person has one foot in and one foot out, kick the other foot out, because there is no way this person is not there for you. This person doesn't care about you. This person doesn't actively want to be in your life. They don't care if they lose you either way. And they'll do anything to let you know that, even if it's subtle ways. And I feel like the people who are the worst and the most toxic about it are the people who don't even see themselves. The people who don't hear their own level of toxic. They don't care. They think they're these wonderful people. They made a couple mistakes, but it's not the end of the world. You're just being too dramatic about it. You're just overreacting to something that was really wrong that they did. And you weren't overreacting. Or you tell yourself, yeah, maybe I was overreacting. Maybe, you know, I was acting a little crazy. No. Listen to your first instinct. Listen to your heart. Listen to what's happening. Because these people are not there to ignite your flame. They're not there to make you push harder, to go harder, to help you see the beautiful in you. They are there to literally, I don't want to use this phrase, but to literally put out your fire. That's a nice way to say it. They're there to sprinkle water on your fire, because they do not want to see you have a flame without them. Or they, or another thing, they'll take your fire to add to theirs to make their fire bigger, because they want to shine always, every day, greater than you. They want to make sure that whatever, if that even means they have to take your flame and add it to theirs to make themselves look good, they will. So when I say toxic relationships come in different forms, they definitely do. Because right now I'm kind of really talking about more relationships like boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever wise. But friends also do this too. They will make you feel all these different types of things that I've listed beforehand. They will definitely make you feel like you aren't, some people are just aren't there for you, and they will take everything from you. They will take all your emotions, all your efforts, all your advice, keep it to themselves. But when it's your turn, when you need them, you will never see them. They will disappear. They will be like Casper. You'll be like, oh, I thought we were friends. And they said, oh, well, I am your friend. I still am. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I just kind of get into myself. No, those are not your friends. Those are people who, like I said, want to take your flame for themselves so that they will either shine brighter or be a bigger flame, or they just, or they want to put yours out. So just for like toxic relationships, like this is just, I may make a part two because I think this is a really interesting topic. I think it's really, I kind of want to get deeper into this. Like I just touched the surface, which is crazy because it's 26 minutes. But I think it's really important to note that if you feel unsafe, if you feel like this person is stressing you out, this person is making you feel depressed or angry, or this, or you're just experiencing a list of negative emotions because this person has come into your life, then you need to leave. You need to let them go. And I know that could be really difficult, that you may want to text them or be like, maybe I want to say this. Maybe I have, like, just cut them off. Like, block them, get rid of their number, whatever you have to do to get rid of them, do it. Because it will be so much better for your health in the long run. And you will eventually find someone who will feed your flame and you'll feed theirs. And you'll just look like two big balls of sun sitting next to each other. So that is part one. Maybe I'll do a part two of toxic relationships. I don't know yet. But thank you for listening. Definitely make sure that you, I don't know if there's a like button, but make sure if you want to listen to this over again, like, you know, replay as many times as you want to, or contact me if you have something else you want to say. So thank you for listening to my podcast. You're listening to Be Honest. Let's get rocking. I can't wait to the next episode.